True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In the corner, help is on the way.
Oh no. Oh, that sounds so familiar. What a great sound. Jeremy, you know what that does when I hear that? It's like puts you right in the mode, right? So you're ready to go right away. In case you don't know, that is the opening to the Scott Lee Show on my podcast. Thank you, Jeremy. Very kind of you. That is 6:04 outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Welcome to Richmond's Morning News. My name is Scott Lee. I'm filling in for Rich Herrera. Thank you for waking up with us. It's one of those mornings where I was glad my car drove itself. Do you have a self-driving car? Oh, yeah. These things are awesome, man. You just push the button, get the thing, and you can read all up on your phone and check all your and car just drives. This morning, if your alarm goes off when you're asleep and wakes you, that's a bad morning for me. I usually am awake when my alarm goes off. And that's a good day. Today, I was on another planet, in another world, and your alarm wakes you up, and it's like, oh, no, I'm in trouble. And so it was nice to have a self-driving car today. All right, hey, we're up and running here at News Radio, WRVA. The text line is open this early. Yes, it is. I don't think it ever goes away. 833-804-1140. Appreciate your comments there. I got one yesterday who wanted an honorary Lee Brother bumper sticker of old. That was very kind. I haven't sent those things out in a long time. Sent one out yesterday to Debbie, one of our listeners. So she got an honorary Lee Brother bumper sticker. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the WRVA logo on it. But it does say I'm an honorary Lee Brother. So all that was picked up on the text line. So thanks so much for participating there. All right, jam-packed show this morning. I did not realize that your toll pass, your easy the toll passes you put on for the parkway and everywhere else, they have an ending period. If you have it for 10 years, the battery could go dead, and then you're going through this thing. And I've had this, I've heard about this, but it's starting to realize that I'm on this 10-year limit on the toll pass, and it could go bad. Roughly 18% of Virginians, apparently, your battery could fail, and if it fails and you bust through the toll, guess what? If you don't have your license plate logged in to the smart place, they're going to hit you with some extra fees and things. That doesn't seem quite fair. You know, these toll things, they can take a picture of your car and see that you have a toll pass, right? And, okay, this guy's toll pass. I'm sure you could object to this and probably send in and go, look, my toll pass expired. But I did not know that. Maybe we'll get into that a bit more throughout the show. Trump is making everyone reapply for food stamps. I think this is brilliant. It's just phenomenal. I love this idea. We're going to talk about this probably in the 8 o'clock hour, get into depth about what the role of government is in the food stamp. We'll talk more about that. Chesapeake schools are trying to figure out a pronoun policy. I think that's funny. I mean, you imagine in the old days trying to figure out a pronoun policy. What's the pronoun? There's a policy for pronoun? Yes, the right way to... No, that's not what they're talking about. So we'll get into that, too, this morning in great detail because that's pretty interesting. Virginia is being sued by what's the name of that company? I got it right here somewhere. But they're suing us because of a social media policy. Social media law that we have. It's NetChoice is suing Virginia. NetChoice is their name. They're suing us for the one-hour social media limit we put on kids here in Virginia. You can't have that. They want kids unfettered access at any time, unlimited, and they're suing Virginia for it. So we got that lawsuit coming up. We will talk about that, by the way. Yahoo, don't know if you know this, Yahoo has named America's coolest hometown, and it happens to be in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Can't tell you what it is yet. Keep you on the edge of your seat. You could tune out, but I want you here for 3 hours, and you never know when we're going to tell you what Yahoo has named America's coolest hometown. Here's a hint. It's not Richmond. I know, we're not that cool. Besides, we're not that, like, hometownish either. Well, maybe we are for some. London, by the way, London's grocery store, kind of like the Kroger grocery store here, is renamed their Christmas trees for the first time ever. They're going to call them something different. Yeah. Well, you can't call it a Christmas tree. By the way, what's interesting about that, and I'll share it with you coming up in the show, is the media there is as outraged as we would be here. And I'm like, wait a second. So we'll talk about that. That's pretty good. And, of course, Philip Van Cleve from the Virginia Citizens Defense League will join us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about what he's expecting the General Assembly. VCDL stands for Virginia Citizens Defense League. Now, even if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or on the wrong side of the political spectrum, how could you disagree with that name? It's like so cool. Virginia Citizens Defense League. Sign me up, man. Put me on that one. Now, the left is usually much better at picking out names that confuse you, like the American Civil Liberties Union. You know, you think that's a good thing. It turns out to be not so much. Another one would be like Planned Parenthood. What a great idea. I'd like to plan my parenthood. Sounds phenomenal. I mean, I'm convinced. But then you realize, wait a minute. You dig behind the scenes. You're like, this isn't about Planned Parenthood at all. This has nothing to do with that. I thought I'd come chat with you about being a parent. But no, you don't want me to be one. Anyway, so Virginia Citizens Defense League, I think, has got a pretty cool name. Finally, for once. Of course, Michael Greer is going to join us. And then Rich Herrera is going to rub it in our face again. You know? I'm in Sicily. You're not. We got it, Rich. We understand. But he's going to join us again at the 7 o'clock hour to talk about what's so fun about that and why you and I didn't go on it, or anyone else for that matter. We're all here listening to me. I'm the one that had to not go to... I'm telling you, I still got rejected from that. I've got wounds that are having to heal. Instead, I got summoned here. Hey, Scott Lee, yeah, that whole trip you wanted to go on, you're not going on that. We got a better idea for you. We're going to sit in the chair Monday through Friday while Rich is gone. And then here's the worst part. He's going to call you every morning, and he's going to rub it in your face. And I'm like, oh, really? And how quickly can I sign up for that? That sounds like a whole lot of fun. That's awesome. Forecast today. By the way, the weather is not as bad as you would think this morning. I drove in and it was a little misty, but not rain. That will clear up. It could be a very nice day, actually, based upon the forecast. The high could be 61. There also is a story about a gentleman by the name of J.D. Vance in Michigan who plotted to kill J.D. Vance. I don't know if you heard this. This guy changed his name to Vance. And then plotted to kill J.D. Vance, and he's got 2 years in prison. I hope to get to that story, but how sick and whacked are you have to be... We see a lot of this, by the way. There's a lot of the sick, whack things going on and the attempts to in the political world to hurt the other side. We played yesterday for you this it was in Michigan, too? I think it was in Michigan. That the lady said, I'm going to kill you and hunt you down, and I hope you get pancreatic cancer, and I hope your kids never forgive you. I mean, I think the left has officially disappeared off any kind of normal table talk conversation. This guy's changed his name to J.D. Vance so that he could, I guess, conceal himself as he tries to hunt down J.D. Vance, 67-year-old. Doesn't make any sense. James Donald Vance Jr., a Michigan man sentenced to 2 years for threatening to kill Vice President J.D. Vance. By the way, I don't think 2 years is enough. Probably going to put him in there and make him even more rash and harsh and upset. It is Scott Lee. I'm in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. There was a Merry Christmas in Fairfax County this week. A group of suspects apparently walked away from an ATM in Fairfax County with $175,000. It's a crime spree that actually began on October 3rd. And what happened is this unknown man apparently approached this ATM in Fairfax County. And the police say the individual then used a key to access the ATM. And they're not sure exactly what happened next, but the machine just started spitting out $175,000. Now, I didn't know those machines had that kind of money in there. That seems out. That's quite the Christmas this guy's going to have. $175,000 from an ATM machine. The police are asking for help in Fairfax County. Don't all those people up there have plenty of money anyway? I mean, it's just like, why do you need to smash and grab in an ATM machine? All right, Yahoo. I'm going to tell you the information now. Yahoo has picked the coolest hometown in America. And it happens to be in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm going to tell you the name of it because you know why? I didn't know where it was. I didn't know. I thought it would. Oh, Virginia. I know Virginia pretty well. I mean, there's nowhere I don't know. Marion, Virginia. Marion, Virginia has been named by Yahoo Explorer, as a scenic outdoor haven in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. It is exactly 2 hours north of Knoxville and a little over 2 hours southwest of Roanoke. It's just off Interstate 81, and it's they're calling it a convenient place to stop and enjoy the Appalachian getaway. It's the official, Marion, it's right there where apparently all this stuff starts to happen. You got the Tennessee-Virginia border with Appalachian and hiking, and it's the official Appalachian Trail community. They say it offers a warm welcome and an authentic taste of Southwest Virginia to weary hikers. That's another thing I don't think I'll ever understand is hiking. I can't. Why people go and just hike? I would go and trout fish, but just to go hike, I'm going to go to Marion, Virginia. Yahoo has called it America's coolest small town or hometown. And I'm just going to hike, put some hiking shoes on and hike. I don't find that. No? Is that? The town is absolutely surrounded by a wonderful wilderness and easy access to Mount Rogers National Recreation Area, which is the highest point in Virginia, which I did not know. I did not know the highest point in Virginia was Mount Rogers National Recreation Area. I didn't know that. So hikers get their share of that. They said you can't leave Marion without catching a performance at the Lincoln Theater. They have a Lincoln Theater there in Marion. There's a picture of it here that makes it kind of cool. Look, I'm a small town guy. I love small towns. I mean, I like going there and kind of walking through the small town and getting that Mayberry feeling of Andy. And you know what I mean? That's kind of that cool family environment and small town area. Virginia's actually got a lot of those, and Yahoo picked one out. Yahoo is named Marion, Virginia, America's coolest hometown. I guess you could check it out at yahoo.com and look it up. But hey, Virginia is known for more than just the founding of the country. Now we're known for small town, cool hiking areas that you'll never find me, Scott Lee. Filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Turn it up a little louder. I couldn't hardly. Oh, there we go. Very interesting. Just after 6:34 outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Patrick Henry, and News Radio WRVA. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera. Thank you so much for checking us out this morning. And the text line is already fired up. You guys are, I'll tell you what, everyone's much more lively than I am this morning. I can tell you. Bunch of texts flying in. All positive so far. That will change, and look forward to that as we move throughout the program. I'm radically concerned about the results of the election. And Spamberger has promised to rescind Governor Youngkin's plan to participate with ICE. Spamberger is going to say, we're not going to help ICE. We're not going to do that. And so when I thought about that, and then I heard the story about what happened with the DHS, who confirmed that ICE had arrested an illegal alien wanted for alleged terrorists who were driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas and had been given a CDL license by the state of Pennsylvania. I'm thinking, what? He's a terrorist? ICE just arrested this guy. He's a 31-year-old guy from Uzbekistan. And he's been on the run since 2022 for being a member of a terrorist organization and accused of distributing terrorist propaganda, calling for a jihad online and recruiting terrorists. Here's the interesting thing. He was caught and released at the border by the Biden administration in February 2023. So we catch the guy. And just stupidity, but they just released him into the country. And then he finds his way to get a CDL license from Pennsylvania. He's an illegal alien. DHS has confirmed he was a terrorist. ICE arrested him on November 9th while he was working at a commercial truck driver. He was granted work authorization by the Biden administration in January of 2024, and a commercial driver's license issued again by the state of Pennsylvania. That story resonated with me as I was thinking about our election and Spamberger's promise not to work with ICE. This guy could have killed somebody on the road. He actually had, in his heart, wanted to kill a whole lot of people. He was part of a terrorist organization. He was distributing terrorist propaganda. He was calling for jihad. He came to our country through the border. We caught him and released him right into the country. And thank goodness we caught him now. He won't be driving an 18-wheeler on the roads anymore. DHS and ICE worked together to catch this guy. And Spamberger is promising to rescind cooperation working with ICE. It's a bit scary to me. I don't know how that's all going to turn out. But my fear is it won't be good. How could it be good? And why wouldn't the states work with ICE, who is part of the federal government and controlling immigration? I don't understand it. That's why I voted for Spamberger, by the way, because I couldn't wait for her to not work with ICE anymore. Do you think that was really an issue in the election? That somebody went to the voting booth and go, you know what? I've just had this whole idea. This is ridiculous. I don't think we should work with ICE at all. And then pushed the little button or drew the little dot circle for Spamberger. I guess there are people who think that way. I don't understand why that would be a reason to vote for someone, because they're not going to participate in keeping our country safe and borders closed. And it blows my mind. And I read the story, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this could be right on our doorstep. The other thing that keeps popping up, and I shared this with you, I think either Monday or Tuesday of this week, all the days are running together, is this demand for a tax increase that is coming. And the Commonwealth Institute, which is far from any kind of think tank other than just a massive liberal one, This is the headline that caught my attention, and I want to share it with you this morning on Richmond's Morning News. The income of a public school teacher in Virginia is currently taxed at the same rate as the income of a millionaire business executive. A new report makes the case for why that needs to change. It goes on to say, even further, to pull at your heartstrings and make you understand that that means the income of the average teacher in Virginia making $70,000 is taxed at the same rate as the income of Robert Blue, the CEO of Dominion, whose salary is $1.2 million a year. Now, it is written in a way that you should be appalled. You should be upset and concerned that that should change. That doesn't seem fair. It should strike at my inner being that the lack of fairness in Virginia, that a teacher would be taxed at the same rate as a millionaire. I'm supposed to be appalled at that. And I think the initial knee-jerk reaction of most people is say, yeah, doggone it, that's not fair. I just find it interesting how we have done such a great job in this country of dividing the people and drawing this line saying, these are the people up here that make a lot of money and the ones over here that don't. Let's all kind of gang up and say, you know what? Those people, they're the problem. Pointing to some rich guy in Dominion making $1.2 million a year has no impact on me. If the guy paid no taxes, I'm still getting up at 4:30 in the morning and coming here and doing radio, right? Doesn't make any difference to me. But I'm told I should be appalled and offended and hurt that it's unfair. Except there's one little thing in this sentence that I think people are missing. They're not paying the same amount. They're paying the same rate, which means, I'm going to tell you this in case you don't know, the Dominion guy making $1.2 million is paying a whole lot more taxes than the teacher. A whole lot more. He is paying his fair share. So the rate may be the same, but the tax itself is far from the same. In Virginia, we have a 5.75 income tax for everybody making $17,000 or more. We are told that's wrong, when that is actually the definition of fairness, that everyone pays the same rate. Unless you're in the tax world, that's, you know, that's the definition of fairness. If you're real world, it's like a dollar amount. It's like if you go see a movie and they ask for your W-2 before you pay for the movie, you go, what the heck's going on? Well, it's only fair you pay more for the movie than the guy beside you. You would say, that's not fair. Fair would be all, we all pay the same amount for the movie. No. In the tax world, that's unfair. I mean, that's radically unfair. In the tax world, you can't pay the same rate. You got to pay a higher rate. This is coming to us, whether you like it or not. This is like the fourth or fifth article I've seen on taxes coming. So they don't just give you the headline and make you hurt and feel like it's so bad that in Virginia we essentially have a flat tax across the board percentage for everyone in Virginia. Meanwhile, there are states that don't even have an income tax. What about those people? How unfair is that? In fact, in Florida, the teacher and the millionaire both don't pay income taxes. I mean, so where's that article? That doesn't seem fair. So they give solutions, you see. They just don't say, don't you feel bad and isn't this awful? No, they want to impose a 10% tax on incomes over $1 million. So not only would this billionaire, the millionaire from Dominion, pay his 5.75%, which is a whole lot more than the teacher, but now he's going to pay an additional 10%? And you don't think that's going to, you think that's great? For what reason? So you can get more money to spend? But don't worry, a bill like this has already been proposed. It was last time, and it never made it out of the committee. Hernandez, a Democrat from Norfolk, actually submitted a bill that did just that, a 10% tax on millionaires in Virginia, and it died in the committee. You don't think it's going to come up again? You don't think now that the Democrats have control of everything in the Commonwealth, that this Hernandez guy isn't going to bring that bill back up? He had such passion for it before. He wanted to punish the millionaires before. He wanted to get more money to spend his way so the millionaire doesn't spend it his way. Don't you understand? Hernandez knows how to spend the money better than the millionaire does. Hernandez is smarter than the millionaire. I mean, he's a, what is he? He's a delegate. He's a delegate. He's a state delegate. He's a House of Delegates member. He's one of 100 bureaucrats that sit in a room in the capital of the Commonwealth who know more than the millionaire how to spend that money. And so he's going to take it from him. And he'll probably, this time in January, get the full support of every single Democrat, and this new governor, Spanberger, will sign it. Then it will be fair, and you will feel better. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA. Since 1925, this is the voice of Virginia, News Radio, WRVA. My name is Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera. We're going to hear from Rich coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He's going to call in from Sicily and rub it in our face again. Can look forward to that. We do not have a problem that cannot be fixed without your money. We just don't have one. I mean, the government's view is we don't have a problem that can't be fixed with your money. Just give it to us and we can fix it. Tax increases are coming here in Virginia. And I was talking at the break, wouldn't it be nice is you could just walk into your employer and say, look, you know, my bills are getting out of hand. I need more money from you. I need you to pay me more. Especially Christmas. Christmas is coming up. I need you to pay me a little bit more. Your employer would probably laugh at you and say, get out of my office. But government looks at it and goes, gosh, we're sure spending a lot of money. Let's just raise taxes on people. Let's get more income that way. You have to go home and cut and make changes and shrink your budget. The government does the very opposite. They look and say, gosh, everyone's paying the same rate. That's not fair. Let's tax millionaires more. We'll get more money, and then we can just continue to spend instead of make the hard decision, which is cutting. The easy, gutless decision is to raise taxes. The hard thing to do is actually look at the budget and go, we got to stop spending here. True. So next time you hear a politician go, we're going to raise taxes, go, well, that's the easy thing to do. Do something hard. You were hot.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fired to do that. But don't hold your breath. We got a very difficult General Assembly coming up. All right, speaking of what's coming up, Phil Van Cleve is going to talk to us about what's going to happen to your right to protect yourself in the Commonwealth. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA. Just after 7:04, I am Scott Lee filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. We are live outside the Capitol of the Commonwealth of Virginia. A proud Virginia citizen and American patriot, but aren't we all, as we are glad to be in the Commonwealth where the origination of so many freedoms have begun. The founding of the very country is here. And since 1925, the voice of Virginia News Radio WRVA has been spouting that and discussing it. Do you have a right to defend yourself? Is that a God-given right to defend yourself? Do you have that? What if somebody came to you and said, you don't have that right, we're going to do it for you? Would you find that appalling and say, wait a minute, I don't need to depend on anyone else. I should depend on myself for protection. It's nice that government can come in and do that, but I have absolutely zero confidence that the government's going to be able to protect me from the bad guys or my family, my kids, or anyone. Do you have a fundamental right to protect yourself? It could very well be under assault with the new General Assembly coming to town in January. Help me get my handle on this is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is a great name of an organization. Virginia Citizens Defense League is the president, Philip Van Cleve. Hey, Philip.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm okay. Good morning, sir. Thank you for waking up early with us and coming on. I know that you had a couple of sleepless nights, I'm sure, since the election. You're probably like, what? And this is about as a bad of scenario that could be painted for those who love self-defense.
Of course, when you hear them talk about gun control, keep in mind it's never about crime. It's about disarming us. Ultimately, the goal is civilian disarmament. They want the government to be our total protector, where we depend on the government for everything. So we're all good little boys and little girls without any real independence. That's the ultimate goal. Is it going to happen tomorrow? No, but they're well on the path. And their plans are not good as far as the next steps. They're trying to take away a lot of things.
Well, I think also it's important to everyone to understand that any new gun law, I have air quotes, common sense gun laws that are enacted do one thing. They apply to the law-abiding citizen. They apply to you and me. I mean, they apply to the good guys. They don't apply to the bad guys. So every time you see a common sense gun law, you ought to think to yourself, that's not for the bad guy. That's for me. And that doesn't seem to make any sense because I can't think of a gun law, and air quotes, common sense good law, that would stop the bad guy. Is there one?
No, not really. In fact, what they're basically arguing, Scott, is that disarming somebody makes them safer. In what alternate universe does taking away somebody's ability to protect themselves make them safer? Would taking away the quills from a porcupine, would that make it safer if it didn't have any quills? Is that the way that works? If we disarmed all the police and the military, would we all be safer? No, it's all crazy stupidity. And the first bill they put in goes after anybody that sells anything to do with guns. If you sell a butt pad or a sling and that gets used by a criminal, they want to be able to sue you or basically go after your company because you should have known that gangbanger bought your sling and used it on a rifle that killed somebody. That's how crazy. So that's like saying if you sell seat covers and you don't realize, you didn't check and you're selling to somebody that shouldn't even doesn't have a driver's license. They drive drunk, cause an accident. They want to come back and sue you because you sold seat covers, which had nothing to do with the accident. That's the first bill they put in this year. That's how crazy they are.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Phil Van Cleve, the president of VCDL, Virginia Citizen Defense League. What of all the bills, and I'm looking at all the things that could happen here. We got the assault weapons ban, the permit to purchase ammunition that could come. I mean, the universal background checks. Wait, what's one of them, Philip? You're thinking, my gosh, I hope that they're all bad, right? Can you rank them? What's one that says better not get this one?
Well, taking away like the AR-15, quote unquote, air quotes, assault weapon ban. That's a bad one. An AR-15 is exactly the kind of firearm that our founding fathers would want us to have. That's exactly one of them. And that's, of course, why they want to take it away. Very few murders are committed with AR-15s, but the ones that do happen and get a lot of publicity. But in reality, you're far more likely to be killed by hands and feet or a knife or something than you are any kind of rifle.
For sure.
But that's not the point. They want to take those away because that's the very kind of thing that is protected.
Let's discuss this for a second, because you said the assault weapons ban would be the biggest impact that would. And I think there's a reason why that goes even beyond what you just said, which was perfect. This is simply a semi-automatic firearm. That's what it is. That's all it is. In fact, on my hip I carry is a semi-automatic firearm. Every gun that I own is a semi-automatic firearm. Just because you have an assault weapons name to it is a path to getting rid of all the guns is what it is. That's why I think you're right to say this is the most fearful one, because it essentially would get rid of a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, they would then come back, and all an AR-15 is a semi-automatic, which semi-automatics have been around since the end of the 1800s. It would get rid of that because it has cosmetic features like a bayonet lug. We've never had a drive-by bayoneting that I've ever heard of, but they want to get rid of the bayonet lug, which even though you'll have a bayonet on it, it's just a little piece of metal. Oh, no, you can't have that little stub that sticks down, because you could hook a bayonet to it. Oh, really? Great. Or a collapsible stock. You know, a collapsible stock lets you adjust it. Somebody that's smaller stature would push that stock in a little bit so it fits them better. Somebody that's bigger would want to pull it out and make it a little, oh, no, but you can't have that. That makes it much more dangerous. What? It's a collapsible stock.
So true.
You know?
It's insane. The whole thing's crazy.
It is. And then they'll just pick other things. And the next thing, those people that think their hunting rifle's safe. There's a lot of hunters, I don't want to get involved. My hunting rifle's safe. They call that a sniper rifle, and it's gone.
Right, exactly. So I want to speak for a second just about, let's say someone's driving in the work today, listening to News Radio WRVA, and they don't own a gun, they don't like guns, and they like the idea that there's some restriction somewhere, right? They like the idea that, man, there ought to be some sort of, I hate to use the word again, but common sense gun laws. And I'm guessing there are a lot of good people who like the Second Amendment that think there ought to be some sort of restrictions on guns somehow. What do you tell them this morning?
Well, I mean, again, and you basically hinted at it, the only people that would follow any restrictions are the good people.
Right,
bad people aren't buying guns through gun dealers. They're getting them off the black market. I mean, if you can buy drugs on street corners, you can also buy firearms. I mean, even if you banned them completely, then they'd be just like crack cocaine. They would be available to the people that wanted to get them. That would leave the population, the good people, disarmed, while the bad people would continue to break the law like they are now, because they don't care about the law. You and I care. You know, we don't want to spend time in a jail. We don't even want the tiniest misdemeanor. These guys don't care if it's a felony and they go for a while. They don't care, or they think they won't get caught. That's the other way they do this stuff. They don't think they're going to get caught.
I think the other aspect of that, Philip, could be that, like your stickers say, guns save lives. I think a lot of people who think about guns, they think they're only the bad guys have them. There are good guys with firearms saving lives every day in this country. And I would say to the person who's concerned about guns, or just, there are lots of them, but it's the other way around. You have more people with firearms that are on the good side than the bad side. And thank God we have people like VCD uphold those good people who are carrying firearms to protect everyone, not just themselves.
When was the last time you heard of a mass shooting at a gun show?
There you go. That's a great point, actually.
It's not going to happen, you know, exactly for the reason you say. Yeah, it makes us safer, especially if people carrying concealed, because bad guys don't know who's got a gun. So who do you attack? They have no idea. This is why schools have been safe in Utah. They've never had a school shooting in Utah. In Utah, anybody with a concealed carry permit can carry concealed in a school. So it's, you don't have any air conditioner repairman could be armed in a school. You don't know who would be the first one to shoot. So they've not had any
incredibly good point.
Public school shootings when somebody comes in and tries to do a mass shooting.
Hey, in the remaining minute I have, Hugh, to spend here, tell me what the Second Amendment sanctuary movement is.
That's basically getting localities to reaffirm something that we had them do back in 2020, which is say, you know, we're a Second Amendment sanctuary. If General Assembly, if you pass any unconstitutional gun control, you try to confiscate guns, you try to do things that are totally unconstitutional, we're just going to ignore that law. We're not going to enforce it.
Tell me about Lobby Day coming up.
Lobby Day is January 19th, which is Martin Luther King Day. That's the day we always have it on. It starts at 8 a.m. We're going to have a big rally at the Bell Tower, all on the Capitol here in Richmond. At 11 a.m. And in the morning, though, before 11 a.m., we'll be lobbying. We'll be going as in teams. If you go to vcdl.org/lobbyday, one word, lobby day, there'll be more information about that up there.
Absolutely perfect. Philip, always a pleasure, man. Good talking to you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thanks.
You bet. That's Philip Van Cleve. He's the president of VCDL. Check him out at vcdl.org. Phenomenal organization. Highly endorse them. This is Scott Lee. I'm in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA. Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. This is my one of my favorite Christmas shows, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Blockhead. It's just such a great show. It also has the best message ever in it, of course, which is what Christmas is all about. What is Christmas all about? Are you running into people who are refusing to call Christmas? I think that kind of has, it seems that's faded over the last couple years. There was like this big push to get rid of everything Christmas, and no one said Merry Christmas, and they all said something different. And then there was all the argument about, you know, what to say and how. I mean, it seems like that's kind of faded a bit.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas, right. And London, a supermarket by the name of Tesco, it's kind of the British version of Kroger, so to speak. So they've been selling Christmas trees for years. Not this year. Tesco is selling something called an evergreen tree. Which, immediately when you see it, it would be different if they called the evergreen tree like forever. It was always the evergreen tree. They brought evergreen trees throughout the entire year, not just Christmas. But they changed it. They purposely made an attempt to change the name of it. And so you wouldn't believe this, but British media is having none of it. In fact, one of the headlines reads, Britain's rage over woke Tesco's decision to rename Christmas trees. Another title said, Name Change Sparks Fury. Susan Hall is a conservative leader in the London Assembly, said, Wretched, ridiculous nonsense. Call it what it is. It's a Christmas tree. There, I said it out loud. I'm fed up with all this woke stupidity, unquote. I wish I could have read that like in an accent. I wish I could have read that like a Briton. I don't have that ability to do that. That's actually pretty good, though. Wretched, ridiculous nonsense. Olympic medalist Sharon Davies called it a bit silly, writing on X, it's a Christmas tree that people put up at Christmas to celebrate Christmas, to decorate at Christmas. It's a Christmas tree. You can call, here's the thing about that kind of stuff. You can call it whatever you want. You could call it whatever you want, but it doesn't take away what it really is. It's a Christmas tree, and everyone knows that. You could call it an evergreen tree. Fine, do that. But it is a Christmas tree by any other name. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on News Radio W.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list. Like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To RVA. Just at the bottom of the hour here, outside the capital of this Commonwealth, Virginia. Glad to be with you this morning. My name is Scott Lee. I'm filling in for Rich Herrera. And if you haven't been listening, the reason I'm filling in for Rich Herrera is because he's in Sicily, of all places. And I tried to go on this trip, but they told me I had to take Rich's chair, which, by the way, I will tell you, is extremely comfortable. It's been a long time since I sat in this chair, and it's good to be back, but he has updated this chair. He's got this super cooling seat cushion on top of this great chair. The studio is immaculate. He's got all these perfectly written things to say and do. It's very well done, Rich. The studio is phenomenal. Great job in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, because that seat is the hot seat that all the Neros sat in. Tim Timberlake sat in, Jimmy Barrett sat in, you sat in, John Reeves sat in. So when I came in, I said, I need a bigger chair, because this thing is a hot seat, because you're so responsible for 100 years of news radio WRVA. So
wow.
I begged and got the upgrade as part of my negotiations. I also got a little refrigerator so I can keep all my Coke Zeros in there so they're ice cold in there.
So I'm a Diet Mountain Dew guy, so I got mine in there right now.
Oh, but
they'll be out. They'll be out when you get back. They'll be out when you get back.
I think there's some in there.
I may have left them over there from the last time I was here. Rich, good to have you with us here. I know you're in Sicily. I can hear some background noise, having fun. So what's the latest? What's the update?
Well, actually, we left Sicily. Now we're actually on the boat. We're in Italy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we went across. It was pretty cool. We went across this ferry with our bus. So we're on a big tour bus, you know, like the big ones that you see that will take people on sightseeing tours up to D.C. So we're on one of those. And Condolaro's our driver. You heard him yesterday. He's amazing, because these roads are not built for this huge, gigantic bus. And he's taking these hairpin turns through these old seats, old streets in these old cities. But now we've actually got some highway that we're dealing with right here. So right now we've just come across on a ferry. So we took a 20-minute ferry ride across Sicily to Italy's mainland, because there's no bridge that connects the two. So we took that ferry this morning, and now we're on a longer run. We're going to stop at a vineyard and have a lunch, and we're going to wine taste this afternoon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we'll head to our next city, and you know, before you know it, we'll be to Rome, but we've got a lot of places to stop in between.
And I've been telling were talking off the break a little bit about how jealous we are that every day you get to call in here and rub it in like that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds like just an absolutely spectacular trip. And I would hope that the listeners listening now would learn that next time you go do this thing, first of all, I want to be with you, but they better sign up, right?
Yes. Oh, 100%. And again, I remind everybody, I've never been out of the country unless it was day drinking Mexico in college. So I've never been anywhere. So I didn't know what to expect. And these Colette trips, and you hear Jeff Katz talked about them, and, you know, Jimmy Barrett would talk about them, and John Reed loved them. And this is actually folks that signed up to go with John. And this is even better. Last night we were at a hotel in Terramina, and I just left the door open to the hotel, to the balcony for 2 days, just listening to the ocean splash onto the beach. In fact, if you look at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, I just put 10 seconds of tranquility, just listening to the water rush up onto the beach. It's just so relaxed, and I want to come back to work, but I'm not going to push it. Come in too early.
Yeah, I understand. Why? I don't think you should push it either. What? So, how did your day start today? It's what, 1:30 there? Is that what time it is?
Yeah, it's 1:30. So we got up this morning. We, you know, and it's. I'm pretty spoiled now. So we put our bags out at a certain time. So we had to put our bags out at 7 a.m.
Oh.
So we go downstairs to the restaurant, and we have a 7 a.m. breakfast, and it goes for about an hour. We jump on the bus, and we start driving. But when I put my bag outside my room, the bellman comes and gets it and puts it on the bus for me. So I don't even have to touch my luggage outside my room. And we get to the hotel.
Wait, is that for everybody or just you?
No, everybody.
Nobody touches their bag. How nice is that?
Nobody touches their bag. I just have my backpack and my little carry-on that has my CPAP machine because I have sleep apnea. Other than that, they take care of everything. Dinner, I think 80% of the dinners are taken care of at a local restaurant. And these are really nice hotels, so they have nice restaurants. So we have dinner and breakfast in the restaurant, or we found a place yesterday, and I had pizza. After we went and looked at an old Greek amphitheater that Sting had played at lately, and we were in Terramina, which has a huge film festival. So they're showing us the hotel where Elizabeth Taylor bashed Richard Burton over the head with a bottle. And, you know, Tom Selleck was there last year. Harrison Ford was there last. And Tom Cruise just had a birthday party over there. So it's just amazing. This Italian trip has been something.
Well, it sounds like it, and every morning we get to listen to you tell more. So you're going to wrap up the day. How are you going to wrap it up? You're going to wrap it up with a nice dinner, I know.
This is a long bus trip to get from Sicily to the mainland, and then as we're heading to where we're going next, this is actually one of the long travel days to get up because we're, you know, all the way from southern Italy. We came aboard in Palermo, where Patton came ashore and walked through and went to Messina and all the rest. So this is actually a long travel day for us, but oh my God, it's just the beauty of
I was going to say, sounds like
the farmland and the water and the beaches. And now we're going through the heart of southern Italy. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, that's great. Rich, thanks for the update this morning. Have a great trip.
I'm bringing back Germ. He likes keychains. What can I bring you back?
Bring me? Can you get wine on a plane? I don't know. Can you bring a bottle of wine if I get to pick something? Is that too much? It probably is. I'll settle for it. Yes, I love red. I love Merlots and Pinot Noirs and all that.
Done.
Or you can bring me back a simple keychain. But, Rich, you owe me nothing. It is an honor to sit in the
seat. I'm going to bring you back a bottle of red.
Okay, that's
way to roll. I'll bring you back a bottle of red.
That's phenomenal. Well, they have the best wine out there. Rich, thanks, man. I don't know what to say to that. It's very nice of you to give me something.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you,
sir. I appreciate you sitting in that hot seat for this week and doing everything that you do and keeping everybody entertained. And we're trying to follow what's going on. And I saw what the General Assembly's priorities were going into the next session.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you take care of that, and I'm going to enjoy some more pizza, pasta, and cannellonis because I'm sure it's going to be ready waiting for me once they get back to work after the first of the year.
Yeah, great. Rich, from the listeners here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Good to hear that you're having a great time, and be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thanks. That's Rich Herrera. He is the host of Richmond's Morning News. He's supposed to be sitting in this chair. Instead, he's sitting in a bus driving over to the boot of Italy. And I'm sure the view is outstanding. And so is mine, by the way. I have a great view. I'm sitting there looking at Jeremy in the glass, and he's got a tie on this morning, all dressed up. You know, I thought about putting a tie on this morning. I actually had a tie laid out, but I'm going to tell you, I just couldn't do it.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I don't like what I'm wearing.
But, I mean, you look fine. I mean, you had other layers on before that, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, it looked great. It is 7:42 here in the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Coming up, NetChoice is suing Virginia. I want to share that with you and why. Why would they sue Virginia? It has something to do with your kids. That is next. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. So government has always been involved in protecting children. They just have. We've kind of had as a society the idea that government should step in and try to protect kids from all kinds of things. We have background checks for people so that the people that are teaching kids aren't some sort of criminal. We have car seat regulations. If your kid's a certain age, they've got to sit in a certain car seat. We have seatbelt laws, so you can't even get in a car without a seatbelt. We have movie ratings specifically. You can't go to a rated R movie if you're under a certain age. We have drinking age limits, tattoo age limits. In fact, Virginia has a adult website age verification system, and for good reason. Those things matter. Virginia's being sued because of a social media limit we have for kids by NetChoice. NetChoice is suing the Commonwealth of Virginia over the law that restricts minors from using social media more than 1 hour a day. Well, you can't have that. And so, somebody must, we got to allow kids under 16 to have more than 1 hour per day, says NetChoice, who actually is a lobbying group for guess who? Big Tech, Meta, Google, Amazon, Reddit, Discord, all those people. That's who this NetChoice company is, suing Virginia. So Virginia said, you know what? I don't think kids under 16 should be online for more than an hour a day on social media. I actually agree with that. I think it's the role of the parents before I think it's the role of any government. I made the case when this was actually presented, and I talked about this in great detail about how we failed as parents to do this on our own. We should have. There's no way a kid should have social media, especially behind a door. In there, they go to their room, they close the door. I'm in my room, mom and dad. And what are you? There's no way that's happening. It didn't happen in my household, and it shouldn't happen in yours. But government's going to step in and say you can't have more than 1 hour on social media. I like that. NetChoice doesn't, so they're going to sue the Commonwealth. Their issue is it violates the First Amendment. That 13-year-old girl, she has a right to be on social media more than 1 hour a day. The First Amendment says so. What? Man, this could go, you could argue a lot of things, but NetChoice is suing the Commonwealth of Virginia for it. We shall see. All right, coming up, I want to get into Chesapeake Schools and their new pronoun policy they're debating. Parents have reacted. I got some quotes from that. We'll talk about that coming up. And, of course, we do have Michael Greer from Greer Financial. And Trump is making you reapply for food stamps. We'll get into all that in the hour ahead as I fill in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. I'm Scott Lee. You can find out more about me at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com.
Oh, no. Help is on the way. Round in the corner. Help is on the way.
Oh my. That opening. It's a little bit different here on Richmond's Morning News this morning. I am Scott Lee, listening to a very familiar bump in music that was of the Lee Brothers here on this station years ago. Thanks for the flashback. Glad to be behind the microphone again at WRVA this since 1925, the voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. Rich Herrera is in Italy, on a bus, in fact, between Sicily and Italy, apparently. Actually, he took a boat first, and then he's on a... I don't think you can take a bus.
I'm pretty sure he took a plane first.
I'm talking about from Sicily.
Right.
Rich Herrera will be back. I'm here for the rest of the week. Glad to be filling in. Check me out at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com, and I'm glad you did. The text line is open, 833-804-1140. Thanks for chiming in there. Some great people. Actually, I had one yesterday, that wanted to be an honorary Lee brother. And so that's kind of like knighting somebody with a sword. You know, it's a little easier than that. So we sent out an old bumper sticker.
Yeah, but you know what? You dropped the ball. It's not a WRVA one, so I don't know how much of a big sword that is for the knighting.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's really not that. Good point. Fair enough.
No, it's vintage, though. It's vintage. It's not that vintage. It's retro.
Not that special, quite frankly. Not that special. Hey, we spend a tremendous amount of time, and I think rightfully, speaking about our schools in Virginia, because they matter, right? We wake our kids up every morning. They go get on the government-run bus to a government-run indoctrination center. We get locked out. As soon as they get in there, you can't go get them. Can't talk to them. It's like, wait a second. Is this my kid or not? No, it's not. It's now in the public school system. You cannot go in there without walking through. I don't know if you ever tried to do that. It is not easy to go see your kid in the school. It is like...
they're ours for the next 6 hours.
I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. But rightfully, we spend time discussing it. And we should. We talk about redistricting, which is going on in Richmond right now. They're going to move some things around. They're building new schools. Your kid's going to go from this school to this school because you're in a district, and that's where you have to send your kid. We talk about school policy all the time and the school board, all the attention in front of the school board, arguing about different policies, different changes. The system is built around a monopolistic idea. You don't have a choice. Guess what? You're going to that school. All of these things that we talk about are actually very interesting because they're inside this framework that we wouldn't accept anywhere else. When you go buy a house, you're not told that this is the pharmacy in your district, this is the grocery store in your district, this is the doctor in your district. But you're certainly told this is the school in your district, and you can't go anywhere else. Every time we have a conversation about schools, I always think about it inside this crazy paradigm we put ourselves in. I want you to imagine a world in which that didn't happen. What if you could say, well, I'm done with that school. My kid is going to this one, and the money followed the kid. The weeping, crying, wailing and gnashing of teeth that happens in front of school boards would essentially be over, because you would have the power that you don't currently have. Imagine the power of a parent to say, this kid is worth this amount of money to you, and I'm taking that kid from you. That means the money is leaving you, and it's going over here. The competitive nature of the entire education system would change overnight. So when I see Chesapeake parents rolling in front of the school board this week, arguing about pronouns, I have that in mind. That entire context is like, what are we doing? First of all, school isn't about pronouns. Well, I guess unless you're learning how pronouns work.
English class.
But to think that the school board anywhere, let alone Chesapeake, Virginia, is spending this enormous amount of time arguing about pronouns on people who want to be called a different pronoun than they are. Or just take it even larger. Let's just say someone wants to be called something that they prefer. Anything, right? I want to be acknowledged as a furry, like an animal, or whatever it might be. Whatever that is, that debates happen in front of school boards now. And it's just like, wow. We used to really talk about things that mattered. So I'm reading this article about this, what went on in Chesapeake, Virginia, where the parents spoke out of a proposal by the policy of the Chesapeake school board meeting this week because the proposed policy requires employees to refrain from providing to a student his or her preferred personal title or pronouns if such personal titles or pronouns do not correspond to his or her sex. In other words, if you're a boy, you're going to be recognized as a him, not a her. This is somehow controversial.
Have a vagina.
Did that go over there? Anyway, yeah, I mean, those things used to be pretty simple to understand. So if whether you're for the pronoun being applied to what the kid thinks in his head or the pronoun applied to reality, you're still in this bubble of how the school system works. You now have to go in front of the school board in Chesapeake, Virginia, and you have to argue, no, I want pronouns as they used to be forever. I like men's bathrooms and women's bathrooms. Kind of a fan of that. I've always liked going into the men's restroom knowing there's not women in there. You actually have to argue that now in front of schools. And then you have other people arguing, no, I think we ought to recognize little Johnny any way he wants to be recognized. Of course, it would lead to complete chaos and breakdown of civilization, but that's irrelevant because his feelings matter more. This is the debate inside these school boards now. It'd be so much easier if you were a parent and saying, you know what? You people are insane. There's a great school that just popped up over here in the corner. I'm taking my kid. We're going over there. I'm not even going to... I refuse to stand in front of a school board and argue that Johnny is him. I refuse to do that. I just... How insane is that? So I'm going to take my kid. Now, in the perfect world, in a free market, free people, free system, you could take your kid and do that. Only the rich can do that now. Only the people who have money get that choice. The good news is that General Assembly is going to be in town in January, and they're going to make sure those rich have to pay more anyway. So maybe they won't be able to send their kid to a private school. They'll be stuck back into the public school. So the policy revision in Chesapeake also says a staff member cannot be compelled to refer to other employees in the manner in which they want to either. Let's just keep it real, right? So actually, I like this. I think this is a good policy. It's a policy that's existed since Adam and Eve. All right? So it seems to make sense. Several speakers say they were not in favor of the policy. Shock me. Okay? Believing that it targets transgender and gender nonconforming students and staff. I've learned so many new words in the last nonconforming, for example. Gender nonconforming. I remember the first time I read that, I was like, that's a thing? Anyway, it's very common today, anyway. There are people who think, according to the speakers who showed up at the Chesapeake School Board, argued this week, they think if you're making a male stick with his male pronouns, that you're targeting transgenders. You have a target on them. You're attacking them for that. That's a pretty warped way of thinking, I would imagine. One of the speakers said, quote, transgender people do not receive equal treatment. Let me start over. Quote, transgender people who do not receive equal treatment are 3 times higher to attempt suicide than transgender people that are treated equally. Unquote. Okay. So if you're not confirming, condoning, and applauding somebody's thought, then it could lead to suicide. Let's assume for a second that's accurate. I mean, it seems like it could be, right? Seems like it could be accurate. Let's say that it is. How far do you take that? How come an alcoholic shows up at AA, they don't say, well, wait a minute, let me just condone that behavior because you could kill yourself if it's not, right? Would it make you feel better as an alcoholic if I just say it's okay to be an alcoholic? What if I just said to you, it's perfectly fine to be an alcoholic. Don't worry about your alcoholism. You can do whatever you want and don't worry. How far does that go? How far do you take that to where you're just going to let people do anything they want without saying that's wrong. Or so a transgender kid comes into Chesapeake School, and because I recognize them as they are, as a male or female, I'm going to hurt them more? It seems like I'm doing them a disservice by saying, oh, yeah, the lie in your head is real. I mean, it's outrageous. There is more to this. There is a whole lot more of what people said, some good, some bad, some were amazing. But I did not realize it was Transgender Awareness Week when all this went down. I didn't know that. I just found out that it's transgender. And how dare Chesapeake Public Schools have this debate in the middle of Transgender Awareness?
It's very insensitive.
It's insanely insensitive. All right, I'll try to get to more of that in a second. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. What is the proper role of government? This has always been debated, but I think it was figured out when the Constitution was finally ratified with Article 1, Section 8. But Madison was pretty clear that he believed charity is not part of the legislative duty. So coming up, I want to talk about the food stamp program, because Trump is saying he wants everyone to reapply. But it actually makes you think about a bigger issue. What should the federal government be involved in? That is next here on Richmond's Morning News. I'm Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera, News Radio WRVA. Just after the bottom of the hour, outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of James Madison, which is going to help me make my point here in just a second. I am Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera here on Richmond's Morning News. Thank you for being with us. I am glad to be behind the microphone in this very comfortable chair that has changed radically over the years. This 100-year strong in the Commonwealth, the voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. It's an honor to sit here. You can find out more about me at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com, and there you'll find a link on how to contact me. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for the comments on the text line all morning, 833-804-1140. The government shutdown exposed some things, especially about the food stamp program. I don't know that that's what the Democrats wanted, but that's what they got. The food stamp program is now, since government is back up and running, is now being required to reapply for the program after the department found thousands of instances of fraud and abuse. No, no way. There's not fraud and abuse from a government-run program in a far-off land surrounded by a beltway run by kings and queens we call Washington, D.C. There can't be fraud there. Of course not. Insane. The problem with a government program far away from you, Jefferson said the best government's the one that's closest to you. He was right about that. The one that's far away, and I know D.C.'s a couple hours, but it's very far removed from us, trust me. It is never good at doing anything. Madison was so adamant about this. In fact, the Constitution itself is adamant about this. It limits the government. Madison believed charity is not part of the government's legislative duty at all, that it's not enumerated in Article 1, Section 8. He gave a speech in 1794. He argued against using public funds for charity, stating that while individuals have the right to give their own money to charity, Congress has no right to spend the public's money in this way. Can you imagine the audacity of a politician saying that today? It's crazy. But you might be saying, well, how do we help people, Scott? Well, I doubt that anyone listening who's charitable, who's caring, who wants to help people would dare think that best path is to send a dollar to Washington, D.C. In fact, nobody would do that. I mean, you're forced to do that, and therefore you've got these programs, but you would never think the best way to be charitable is to send a dollar to Washington, hope it reaches somebody. It won't. You would have a radically different plan if you were spending your money on charity. You'd want it to hit close to home. You'd want to know that it was actually going to the people who actually need it, That way you'd be much more involved. The federal government doesn't care. They're benevolent with your money. They've never cared so much with your money. They don't even care where it goes. The report after the government shut down, they found in the food stamp program 185,000 dead people were registered to receive and were receiving SNAP benefits. Over 500,000 people were receiving benefits twice under the same name. What's interesting about that stat is it comes from the 29 red states. The blue states didn't even support anything. Someone had used the same Social Security number to register for electric or for the EBT cards in six different states. Under Joe Biden, it increased 40%. All the money the federal government and taxpayers are paying for food stamps, we didn't even know where it goes, what happens, what they're doing with it. Approximately 80% of those receiving food stamps are able-bodied Americans eligible to work. 80%. This is what we found out from the government shutdown. They don't have small children at home. They're not taking care of elderly parents. They can work, and they choose not to work because they're getting taxpayer benefits. So this is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history. The food stamp program. So they're cracking down on it, rightfully so. So the USDA data also shows that $9 billion in SNAP overpayment errors in 2024. $9 billion. Individuals commit fraud in this program by providing false information on their SNAP applications to increase the benefit amount, stealing other persons' identity claim benefits, selling SNAP benefits for cash and other goods, and running up a balance on their SNAP card. And I didn't know this. They can run up a balance on their SNAP card, then report the card stolen so they can receive more benefits. It's a pretty good gig if you can get it, I guess. But it does beg the question, what are we doing in this program? Is this the role of the government? You can argue maybe the state or localities could be charitable in some ways. But to think that the federal government should be involved in this business is crazy. Yet, the wailing, gnashing of teeth, the crying of the shutdown of government for those in food stamps only exposes how ridiculous it is that our federal government's in that business. It ought to end. We ought to return ourselves to this Article 1, Section 8, limited government, and let the specific powers of Congress go back to what it's supposed to be and not a charitable organization. Maybe right now we have an opportunity as Virginia citizens and American patriots and those throughout the country to look at this program and say, disband it. Be done with it. Send it back to the states. That way it's closer to the people who really know who need it. But charity is not the role of government. But there is, it is interesting to think about how politicians love this. Politicians absolutely love the idea that they can be charitable with someone else's money, which is why this program and many like it will never go away. It's because you could stand up in front of people and go, here's what I want to do. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I want to do. See that guy over there? He's the billionaire. I'm going to take from him. I'm going to take it. And then, now that I got his wallet, I'm going to show you how compassionate I am. And then I will figure out how that money gets to flow back to you.
Very Robin Hood.
Very, very Robin Hood of him. So I'm going to steal from these people. You're going to vote for me because of it. You're going to vote for me to do it. Now, you wouldn't dare walk over to your neighbor's door, knock on the door and say, I want you to pay for my food, my kids' education, my student loans, and all these other, you would never do that. You would never knock on your neighbor's door and go, pay for my health care. But you know what you would do? You would vote for a politician that does it by gunpoint. There's no difference. You're doing it behind the scenes. You get to vote for someone to go take your neighbor's stuff and give to you, and then you get to say, I would never do that. I would never knock on my neighbor's door and have them pay for my student loans. That's appalling. But you celebrate the fact that a politician is doing it for you. So this stuff will never go away. It will never go away because there is an entire political system built around showing how benevolent and caring they are with someone else's money. That's why it will never go away. Until we as American people say, this is not your role. You didn't go to Washington to take money and give it back in a form of a charity and pittance. And pittance. We can send a dollar and will you get with the 3 cents back in the form of a food stamp? That is not rational and makes no sense, and we should never have accepted it. So my challenge for you today is give up. Just give up. There's no way it's going to stop. It's going to continue. We can point out all this fraud, and there will still be people who say, what about the food stamp program? What about all this? And it all comes from a far-off land north of Richmond that is full of politicians who are willing to stand up and say, give me your money so I can show you how caring I am. The food stamp program is a fraud, as I just laid out. It is not the role of government. It's our role. And we've given up that by saying it is the government's role. It's like Scrooge in the movie, which you should be watching. You should be watching A Christmas Carol this holiday season. And in the movie, in the Scrooge, the people walk up to Ebenezer and say, we're with this charity and would like you to participate. I don't know if you remember this in the movie. And he says, what, are there no poorhouses? Where are my taxes going? That's not taking exactly. Ebenezer Scrooge knows he's already paying taxes. He's doing all this. He has given up his right to be charitable. Of course, that changed when his heart was converted and changed and he became a conservative. Then he was charitable. That's an entire other story. I am Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Why is that so perfect? I love that little, it's so nostalgic, it makes you long for the days when you used to sit by the radio and listen to whatever it is, just hang right there and listen to the voice come across WRVA, and that little bit of WRVA is just, we are in a time now, it is so, I don't know how you can have that. We can't be looking back in 25, 50 years at this time going, wasn't that great? I don't think we're ever going to do. We are now in a position where
COVID was wonderful.
Exactly. But there is so much of this looking back to the days when we didn't have all this technology, didn't have all these phones we had our faces in, much more personable. I wasn't looking for likes on my Facebook page. You know, it's just, then that little WRVA thing just brings you back to that time that was better, in my opinion. I mean, things have gotten better in some ways. Man, they've gotten worse in others. And I think it's impacted our culture in a negative way. I walk to the airport, I'm seeing people. I could be shot in the middle of the airport, no one would see it. Because they all have their phone, and they're in their phone. They're looking at their phone. Here's a little test for you this week. As you're standing in line getting your coffee, you're standing in line doing anything, pick your head up and just look around. Look at people. See if you ever catch eye contact with anyone. We are robots, dude.
It's bad.
We are walking around our society never even seeing people.
Well, it goes back. Well, that's the reason why Target has to put on their HR point. Thing. Is like, hey, you know, you may want to smile to the customers.
Yeah. You mean I got to look at them when they come in?
Oh, man.
There's something magical about that little soundbite and the 100 years of being the voice of Virginia on News Radio WRVA. Actually, it makes you, especially this time of year, it's like all this is kind of coming out of Christmas, all the little liners and things. It's truly an honor sitting here and doing the show. I appreciate Rich for letting me do it. I'm even more going to be appreciated, Rich, if he actually brings me that bottle of wine he's talking about. That would be, then I'm like a bigger fan than ever. Hey, I want to thank Freedom Services and Training. More than just a gun shop, they're a complete destination for firearms training, and you should go check them out. Premier Gun and Gear. Whether you're new to firearms or a seasoned pro, Certified gun classes offer safety skills and confidence. Check them out at Freedom Services Training. They're the ones who bring us the national anthem, as they do here every morning on The Voice of Virginia. Scott Lee filling in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA. Check me out at theleebrothers.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.